You know, this is a gorgeous evening here at Lake Andes at the Charles Mix County Fairgrounds. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Visiting with Taylor Van Dusen. She's an independent member of 4-H here in Charles Mix County, and this is her seventh year in 4-H. Taylor, thanks for visiting with us today. Seems like you've had a busy summer. Tell us about some of the exhibits you have here at Achievement Days.
I have welding projects and woodworking cross frames. I have a heifer calf, and then I just got done with State Horse Show last week.
Boy, where do you find time to do that? Anybody would wonder. So let's talk about the welding project. Tell us about that. What did you weld?
I welded horseshoes together to make a napkin holder with the salt and pepper shakers on the side.
Where did you get the plans for that?
I originally was just going to do a napkin holder, and then, like, when we went to go weld it, we just kind of got the idea to add on the salt and pepper shakers on the side.
How long did it take to weld the project?
It took about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
What's the most challenging part of welding?
On this project, it was probably to get two of the horseshoes to stand up straight.
And how did you get involved in welding in the first place?
My dad got me started on it.
And I see you also mentioned you have a wooden cross frame project. Tell us about that.
That was made from an old window frame.
Okay, and you have a cross in it. Where did you come up with the plan for that?
The cross was just something that was kind of a rustic idea, made it more vintage looking.
How long did it take you to put that project together?
It took me a few days, but that was just for the paint to dry and so all the glue could dry.
And how did you do with it here at Achievement Days?
I got a purple so far.
Congratulations with that. Now let's get on to the livestock. You're going to be showing a calf. How do you get the calf ready for the show?
It takes a little bit, but you have to work with them just to get them used to people and get them used to their halter and get them used to showing and leading.
How often do you work with your calf leading up to Achievement Days?
Lately it's been about every other day. Every day, depending on the day and how much time I have.
And also, you mentioned that you just came back from the State 4-H Horse Show. Tell us, what kind of events were you involved in the horse show?
This year, I was involved in stock seat, showmanship, and trail.
Which is the most challenging event for you?
Stock seat probably was at State Horse Show. It was probably the most challenging.
What's required in stock seat?
With me being a junior, you had to lope, you had to do a simple lead change, you had to trot, and then you had to change your leads and lope in your other lead.
And also, I noticed you were involved in trail riding. What's involved in the trail riding event?
For this pattern, you had to do a gate, you had to trot through some cones, then you had to lope in your right lead, you had to back through poles certain area, then you had to trot over the poles, walk over your bridge, and turn 360 degrees in a small box.
That sounds quite challenging. How much time do you put into practice?
Actually, we weren't quite sure on the whole pattern, so when I went into the arena, it was the first time I had fully done the whole pattern together.
And what kind of horse do you have, by the way?
An American Quarter Horse.
Now, Taylor, you've been involved in 4-H for 7 years. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
In the future, I want to show goats and pigs and sheep, but we'll see.
And, Taylor, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, wanting to know why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
You make a lot of friends, and it helps you work with animals, and it teaches you a lot of things.
Thank you so much, Taylor Van Dusen, an independent member of 4-H in Charles Mix County, joining me today in Lake Andes for Charles Mix County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.